3 weeks on from the needle crisis, are you still buying strawberries? I want to come back to this issue. I don't just want to let it slip off the radar. We had an outpouring of listener support 3 weeks ago, and then that grew to statewide and nationwide support. On this program, we started the hashtag Smash a Straub campaign. It was Gavin Bain's idea, Gavin Bain from the marketing firm Meerkats. He came up with the idea on this show, and we put it out there into the world, and it went national and then international. Has it actually helped? Has there been any sustained response? What about in your house? 922-11-882. You're still buying strawberries. Did you try any of those recipes that everyone posted online? Did you go to any of the bars offering the daiquiris or the cafes offering the strawberry tarts? We got sent lots of photos by people of all the strawberries they were consuming. There were the stands at the Royal Show with the Smash a Straub hashtag on them. What did you do? 922-11-882. Have you got strawberries in the fridge now? Are you still cutting them up? Have we passed the crisis in terms of public reputation, I wonder? But I want to hear about the growers too. So are you still smashing straubs? 922-11-882. Paul De Silva, he's a strawberry grower. He's the Vice President of the Strawberry Growers Association. Morning, Paul.
Morning, how are you?
I'm okay. How's it looking?
Yeah, not too bad. It's I have to commend the WA public. They really, really helped us a lot. I think it's only in this state that we could get that type of support back to something so horrible that's absolutely no fault of our own. We had nothing to do with it, and all these copycats and drop kicks, and that the WA community came out in force one day in pick your own up in Bullsbrook, I think, in Wanneroo. I mean, there was 1,000 people in one strawberry field.
Amazing.
So the support has been ongoing, but obviously with the loss of our export markets and the eastern states market has never really recovered. So, yeah, we're still going, but it's still hard times ahead.
Okay.
Still need everyone's support.
Love to hear from folks about what they did or if they're still eating strawberries. If you went and picked them with your family over the school holidays, give us a call, 922-11-882. Paul, 3.5 weeks ago, you were looking at some pretty dire circumstances. I mean, people were talking about people, farmers going out of businesses, farms collapsing and so on. Is that still a risk?
Yes, definitely, 100%. It's not as widespread as what it could have been. There will still be some farmers that just will not be able to continue because of this. But in majority of the farms will be able to continue because of the public support that we've seen, as long as it's ongoing. We still have a few more weeks of our season. And also, I don't know if the public need to let the public know that our summer fruit's just started, so Albany, Mount Barker and Pemberton, and that runs all the way through till May. So Perth finishes very soon, but we've still got all our summer fruit. That's, you see any labels with Albany or Mount Barker or Pemberton, that's our new fruit, new varieties just started.
I see. So, and that's because it's a bit cooler down there, is it? So the growing season for the Perth areas is sort of now, but then the part of the cooler parts of the state come on a little bit over the next month or two.
Yeah, different plants, different varieties. They flower at different stages with different daylight lengths. So down there is a different fruit, still a strawberry, but it's a different fruit. And, beautiful, absolutely stunning looking fruit at the moment.
All right.
South Perth. Beautiful.
We need to keep on top of it. What's happened with prices, Paul?
We had a really good rally. Come up, well, obviously we were down at 30 cents a punnet, and it jumped up to the $1.50, $1.60, $1.80, and because the demand was there, which was very, very surprising because we weren't actually sending much food over east, which is unusual. So a lot of the stuff was either being picked off the plant by the public or bought at the stores. Actually, I think a lot of stuff was picked off the plant by the public, which really did save a lot of growers, save their skin big time.
Shane Douglas, who produces this program, he said he was driving down Thomas Street last weekend, so it would have been the last weekend of school holidays. He said there were people queued up you know, all over the place.
Yeah,
all over the place. Right. Thomas Road.
Yeah, Thomas Road. That's a fantastic spot. Those guys do a really good job. They're very, very sweet strawberries down just south of Perth there in Casuarina. They'll still be pick your own for at least another 4 or 5 weeks, I believe. Just remember, it's getting hot, everyone. So make sure you take a hat and take some water. And be very, very careful where you park because there's a lot more people than normal going for pick your own. So just watch the kiddies and hold their hand until you get into the patch.
And then
let them run loose.
Very good advice. Very good advice. So it sounds as though some farmers are going to be fine. Some aren't out of the woods yet. But the big public rally behind the industry did have an impact. It did help you out.
Without the West Australian public, there would be no strawberry industry right now. And only in this state could that have happened. Because West Australians look after West Australians. And that's what happened. So the public must understand that by doing what they did, they actually saved an industry. It's not a joke.
That's a pretty good news story.
Yeah, it's fantastic. Brilliant. We're metal detecting the fruit, which is like fishing in a bathtub because there's nothing there. And so we're doing that. There's been a few little protocols. Some growers are, some growers aren't. That's been a big cost to the industry. They're $26,000 per line to do metal detecting, which has seemed a little bit fruitless because we're not actually finding anything like that. It's all happening by drop kicks and in store level by the look of it. I'm not sure, but it's not happening on farm.
Yep.
But we've taken necessary precautions and it's been fantastic. Love it. We're very, very lucky to be in this state.
It does seem as though the crisis has passed. You used the word drop kicks. I think that's right. I think that's the right word to use. But the copycats or whatever, that seems to have all gone away. So the public should be able to go back and buy with real confidence now. Wouldn't you agree?
Absolutely. And I think they are. Just keep it up because we're really not out of the woods yet. Still have a few weeks left of Perth season. And pick your own will be still going for a while. And yeah, just get out there and smash a straw. And all those type of hashtags and smash a straw has been absolutely brilliant. That has, like the Royal Show, we had huge positive response there. And that was really fun. And keep on smashing straws.
Yeah, Paul.
What we need.
We won't forget about you just yet. Thanks for your time this morning.
No worries, mate.
Paul De Silva, Vice President of WA Strawberry Growers Association. So there you go. He says that it made a difference, that it helped, that your action to go to your supermarket, buy strawberries in numbers, it helped. It saved farmers. It saved the local industry. They're not out of the woods yet, and it's interesting that a new sort of growing season is nearly upon us with some of those areas around Pemberton and Mount Barker and Albany. I'd love to hear from you this morning if you're still buying them. What did you do with them? 922 11 882. Did you frequent any of the bars and the cafes that were offering all the strawberry specials? Have you got them in your fridge right now? You're still cutting them up. I don't know whether the official advice is to continue to cut them up or not, but it's certainly... we've put some distance between the crisis, haven't we, and the situation that we're now in. So that's good.